Well, it's enough to make you itchy just thinking about them. Nits, the scourge of the school playground. If you're a parent of young kids, you know only too well how hard it can be to get rid of them too. And that battle could get even tougher with an emerging strain of head lice that are resistant to commonly used chemical treatments. Melissa Murray is a science communicator with the Australian Museum's Search and Discover Department. Melissa, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
People are talking about these as super nits. Are they different and how difficult are they to get rid of?
Well, they're not difficult to get rid of as long as you do the correct treatment and you're quite methodical in the way that you do treat the outbreaks. But there are super nits that are tending to, evidence has shown that they've become more resistant to synthetic pyrethroids and the insecticides that we currently use.
Okay, but so what's super about them? I mean, you said they're not difficult to get rid of, but you say these super nits are getting resistant to these chemicals. So presumably that's making them more difficult.
Well, no, it's the treatment that that people are using and the methods that they're using. So there are, like most of the insecticides that are used for agriculturals or mosquitoes, bed bugs, those kinds of things, they are becoming resistant to commonly used insecticides, and so are the head lice. So there's been some studies recently published in the Journal of Medical Entomology, and Cameron Webb from Westmead here has also shared this information with me, that thanks to professional head lice combers, that they've analysed over 14,000 head lice from across 48 states in the US, and they were looking for genetic markers that indicate potential resistance to insecticides. The researchers did find a very high prevalence of what they call a knockdown resistance, so a mutation in the insect that makes it less susceptible to those insecticides. So the results suggested that more than 98% of the head lice that were analysed in the states, we haven't done the same research here, but it's the same species of insect that, uses our scalp as its habitat, that they're not susceptible to those head lice treatments that currently are available. So the trick is, before everyone panics, it's important to notice that the mutations that confer within insecticide resistance, they're found to be quite widespread. So it doesn't necessarily mean that all head lice will be resistant to common insecticides.
Right.
But the trick is, and it's very, very simple, is that they've shown research here in Australia as well as overseas, has shown that the suffocation method is very, very effective, whether you're a super nit or you're just your common garden variety nit.
Suffocation. How do you suffocate a nit?
Don't suffocate your child, please. Do not try that at home. Not recommended. It's suffocation is by dousing your hair, the children's hair, with conditioner. So if you suffocate the nit, it can't breathe. So you completely cover the hair with just a cheap conditioner from your shop. Put some a shower cap on that. Leave it for an hour or so. The head lice can't breathe. They're therefore suffocated and much easier to comb out.
Okay. I've also heard, and one of the listeners has written this in too, that washing your hair doesn't help. In fact, clean hair is a better environment for the nits. Is that right?
Well, they do have specially designed legs that are designed to grip onto the hair. So they if your hair is shiny and clean as opposed to greasy and slippery, then it is easier for the nit to remain attached. But the main feature of this mechanical treatment, which is preferred to remove the head lice, is that you must follow it up 7 days later.
Yeah. Okay. So you catch
any that have hatched out that you've missed in the first treatment, and you must do the entire family.
That's right. You do have to do the entire family, and you have to do all the bed linen. I mean, I have family members at the moment who are having all hell's trouble getting rid of nits, and even in lockdown, the nits keep coming back, and, they're trying everything. But you would expect, wouldn't you, that there would be fewer head lice, certainly in schools or just around generally, because of the pandemic and because of lockdown. Has it slowed the spread? Do we know this yet?
We don't know that for sure. I mean, in some states, like in Victoria, for example, where the schools have been closed for longer periods of time, then you would imagine that would be the case. In the northern states, where the weather is warmer more consistently, then they have found the prevalence is fairly much the same. But the thing is, we must understand that these head lice have been around for thousands of years. The earliest dated comb that's used to comb out head lice dates back to 1500 BCE. So we are their habitat. They live on us. It doesn't matter how many how many times you wash your hair or you're washing everything, you must do it at everybody at the same time and do it again that following week. So it's more treatment failure more than insecticide resistance is usually the cause for them sticking around longer.
Okay. Melissa, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I think I'm itchy all over at the moment. Melissa Murray, science communicator with the Australian Museum's Search and Discover Department, and plenty of tips coming in. That point that Melissa was making, the only real way to deal with it is suffocate them, and she talked about conditioner. One of you says nothing better than olive oil for head lice. They can't breathe, so the same theory. And another of you says use glycerine sorbeline, cheap at the chemist, and that's the same issue. The lice can't breathe through the sorbeline. So there you go. Hope that works. I really hope that works because it is a terrible thing.